We offer this office in prayer for our new Pope, Leo XIV. We also invite you to our Rome pilgrimage in November. See the description for a link with details and registration. Now let's pray. Deus in adiutorium meum intente, Domine ad adiuvandum me festina, Gloria Patri et Filio, et Spiritui Sancto.
Sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Alleluia.
O Lord, eternal King and Son, forever at the Father's side, you fashioned Adam out of dust, and in your image he was formed. The devil snared him by deceit, in hatred for the human race. So from the virgin's womb you took a human body, flesh and form, that by your marriage with our flesh you might unite us all to God. Redeemer, you would pardon sin through gift of cleansing baptism. On our account you bore the cross, and willingly you chose to die. You gave your blood in sacrifice, the price of our salvation, Lord. Now you are risen, glorified, with glory from the Father due. Devoted minds and hearts believe that we through you shall rise again. O Jesus, before mind and heart, our everlasting paschal joy, and gather us reborn by grace to share your triumphs evermore. To you, Lord Jesus, glory be, who shine in victory over death. With God the Father ever blessed, and loving Spirit ever one. Amen. Sing for us one of Zion's songs. Alleluia. By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat and wept, remembering Zion. On the poplars that grew there, we hung up our harps. For it was there that they asked us, our captors, for songs, our oppressors for joy. Sing to us, they said, one of Zion's songs. Oh, how could we sing the song of the Lord on alien soil? If I forget you, Jerusalem, let my right hand wither. Oh, let my tongue cleave to my mouth if I remember you not. If I prize not Jerusalem above all my joys. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Sing for us one of Zion's songs. Alleluia. Though I am surrounded by affliction, you preserve my life. Alleluia. I thank you, Lord, with all my heart. You have heard the words of my mouth. In the presence of the angels I will bless you. I will adore before your holy temple. I thank you for your faithfulness and love, which excel all we ever knew of you. On the day I called, you answered. You increased the strength of my soul. All earth's kings shall thank you when they hear the words of your mouth. They shall sing of the Lord's ways. How great is the glory of the Lord! The Lord is high, yet he looks on the lowly, and the haughty he knows from afar. Though I walk in the midst of affliction, you give me life and frustrate my foes. You stretch out your hand and save me. Your hand will do all things for me. Your love, O Lord, is eternal. Discard not the work of your hands. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Though I am surrounded by affliction, you preserve my life. Alleluia. Yours, O Lord, is majesty and power, glory and triumph. Alleluia. O Lord our God, you are worthy to receive glory and honor and power. For you have created all things. By your will they came to be and were made. Worthy are you, O Lord, to receive the scroll and break open its seals. For you were slain, with your blood you purchased for God men of every race and tongue, of every people and nation. You made of them a kingdom and priests to serve our God, and they shall reign on the earth. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches, wisdom and strength, honor and glory and praise. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Yours, O Lord, is majesty and power, glory and triumph. Alleluia. Come to the Lord, a living stone, rejected by men but approved nonetheless, and precious in God's eyes. You too are living stones, built as an edifice of spirit into a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. The disciples rejoiced. Alleluia, alleluia.
The disciples rejoiced. Alleluia, alleluia.
When they saw the risen Lord.
Alleluia, alleluia.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
The disciples rejoiced. Alleluia, alleluia.
I know my sheep and they follow me. I give them eternal life, alleluia. Magnificat anima mea Dominum, et exultavit spiritus meus in Deo salutari meo, quia respexit humilitatem ancile sue, ecce enim ex hoc beatam me dicent omnes generationes, quia fecit mihi magna qui potens est, et sanctum nomen eius, et misericordiae eius a progenie in progenies, dimensibus eum, fecit potentiam in brachio suo, dispersit superbos mente cordis sui, deposuit potentes de sete, et exaltavit humiles, exurientes implevit bonis, et divites dimisit in anne, suscepit Israel puerum suum, recordatus misericordiae suae, sicut locutus est ad patres nostros, Abraham et semini eius in saecula. Gloria Patri et Filio, et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. I know my sheep and they follow me. I give them eternal life. Alleluia. By his resurrection, Christ has given sure hope to his people. Let us ask him with our whole hearts.
Lord Jesus, you live forever. Hear our prayer.
Lord Jesus, from your wounded side flowed blood and water. Make the church your spotless bride.
Lord Jesus, you live forever. Hear our prayer.
Chief shepherd, after your resurrection, you made Peter shepherd of your flock when he professed his love for you. Increase from day to day the love and devotion of Leo, our Pope.
Lord Jesus, you live forever, hear our prayer.
You showed your disciples how to make a great catch of fish. Send others to continue their work as fishers of men.
Lord Jesus, you live forever, hear our prayer.
At the lakeside, you prepared bread and fish for your disciples. Grant that we may never allow others to die of hunger.
Lord Jesus, you live forever, hear our prayer.
Jesus, the new Adam and life-giving spirit, transform the dead into your own likeness, that the fullness of your joy may be theirs.
Lord Jesus, you live forever, hear our prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Grant, we pray, Almighty God, that celebrating the mysteries of the Lord's resurrection, we may merit to receive the joy of our redemption. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
Dominus nos benedicat, et ab omnim malo defendat, et ad vitam perducat aeternam.
Amen.
Thank you for praying with us. November 16th to 24th, we'll be going to Rome for our first ever Sing the Hours pilgrimage. Teaming up with Verso Ministries, we have mapped out 8 days of beautiful liturgies in the most beautiful churches in the world. Join us in Rome for the prayer, for the sights, for the chant, for our new Pope Leo XIV, and of course, for the pasta. Check the link in the description for more information and to register today. God bless.